Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is November the 27th, 2019. Well, it's Thanksgiving Eve, and hopefully you're getting ready for that Thanksgiving. It's a great time of the year. You get to spend some time with friends and family and so forth. And we know it's Thanksgiving season, and so I really don't think I could go through a week of morning devotions and not mention Thanksgiving. You know, we as believers in Christ, we have so much for which to be thankful. And today I was thinking about those things for which we can be thankful, and I want to focus on a verse that will help us to understand how much we have to be thankful for, and hopefully it'll be an encouragement to you also. So first, I want to look at Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You know, we can be thankful because God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. We are so accustomed to thinking about physical blessings when we are describing those things for which we are thankful. Yet, what would all those physical blessings be without the spiritual blessings? When we list those things for which we're thankful, many will say they're thankful for things like their family, their home, their job, and so forth. And it is important to be thankful for those things. I mean, we keep in mind that what do we have that we didn't receive? We should not glory as if we didn't receive it. Yet the blessings of this physical life fail in comparison to the blessings of the spiritual life. So today I want to focus also on those spiritual blessings. And the first one that Paul mentions can be found in Ephesians 1:4, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So we have been chosen in him. Now think of the importance of that we have been chosen in Christ Jesus. Remember that Jesus said this, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit." Remember also that Christ said, "You will not come to me that you might have life." So remembering these things, where would we be without being chosen by God? I mean, you know, he has chosen us before the foundation of the world. And you know, that's one of the things that always astounds me. That's always one of the passages of scriptures that as I contemplate, I just think, wow, how amazing is it that God knew me and chose me before he spoke this world into existence. And then we remember that God has chosen us and then ordained that we'll bring forth fruit. So God working in our life is going to produce good fruit in us. And so, think about it. If it was not for those verses, where would we be? We would still be dead in our trespasses and sins. We would still be aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. We would not be able to truly enjoy Thanksgiving because those things for which we do have to be thankful would really have no eternal value. I mean, they could potentially slip away. I mean, if we're thankful for our health, you know, one day our health might slip away. If we're thankful for our job, you know, sometimes jobs end. You know, thankful for our family. And you know, sometimes families, I mean, you know, it's going to happen. Families separate because of death and so forth. So, if we only have the physical to be thankful for, can we truly enjoy Thanksgiving? So yet, we who have understand that we have been chosen in Christ before the world began, know that we have much to be thankful for. We can be thankful for the spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus that will never go away. Those blessings are eternal. They're eternal because they were acquired by Jesus, and they are reserved in heaven for us by him. And so we understand that because we know the spiritual blessings that we have in Christ Jesus, then we can really enjoy the physical blessings, because we understand who we are in Christ Jesus. Then we can understand that God has given us these physical blessings, and we can truly be thankful for those things because we know that they're gifts from God. And so we know that they have been provided by our Heavenly Father. In His providence, He chose to grant these blessings to us. Just think about that. Everything you have it because God in His providence chose to give it to you. And what a blessing that is. We have much to be thankful for. We can be thankful, most importantly though, because we know what we have are gifts of love from the Heavenly Father who created this world. So today, Lord, we are thankful that You chose us before the world began. Lord, we thank You that the spiritual blessings You have given us are eternal. I pray that You will help us to enjoy those spiritual blessings. Help us to understand their value. Help us to realize that these spiritual blessings are priceless. We're not worthy of Your goodness. Thank You for considering us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, until tomorrow, this is Pastor Mark signing off.